Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Well, looky what we have here. It's a Friday. What's going on? Good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Happy almost weekend. We haven't dropped any of the dumb terms that Tom, the executive producer, and I have come up with. And by us, I mean Tom. We haven't done Friday Junior, which I don't like. We haven't done pre-hump day or Monday's great uncle, you know, Senor Tuesday, or whatever the hell's going on. But today is Friday, and it's sleek, it's simple, it's beautiful. Your weekend is almost here, and we got a really good show for you. With, by the way, this doesn't always happen, some nice topics. Some good guys that win. I'm reading an author right now. I've read all of his books. I'm rereading an author. I'm reading one page a day because I'm a slow reader and because I'm really busy. An author named David Mitchell, and it hit me because this stuff is intense. I kind of like sports. All of his books have a happy ending. They all have happy endings. It kind of tricks you, thinks that's not going to happen. Feels like the show today. We have a good ending for baseball. We hit it yesterday, but there's some updates, and I have a perspective on it. I don't know how things are going to quote-unquote end for Tiger at the Masters, but a beautiful start is its own great conclusion, whatever follows. I was worried Tiger wasn't going to be able to get through eight holes. Didn't get through 18 because of a late start, but played really well. We got a new coach in Kentucky. Good for that guy. We've got some vindication 20 years later. I know we talked to O.J. Simpson on yesterday's show when the news came down. I'm going to hit you with something else. Loved having Tom Haberstroh on. Great NBA thinker. Interesting guy. Sees the world very differently, which I always like, than other people. I'm not sure how buy or sell is because Tom wouldn't let me look at it because I hurt his feelings the other day and didn't tell him it was the best segment ever or something. I don't know. Apparently, I'm supposed to send him flowers after buy or sell. I don't understand. Pretty Daddy CBS on Twitter. And we've got Bum of the Week. And that does follow the happy ending kind of theme because I love calling people bums. And it makes me happy. And it's the end of the show. You know what? I haven't talked to Tom in the open in a long time. Let's jazz. Let's curveball before I get to my robust and remarkable Shohei Ohtani take. Good morning, Pretty Daddy. Tom, can I tell you something that happened to me yesterday?
Good morning, Bill. Happy Friday to you. Please do.
You may remember that yesterday, at a time when my wife is not usually listening to the show, I believe, I said that I don't remember how this came up. My kids asked me, and I said, I said to my kids, listen to the podcast version, Odyssey, if you want to know. I brought up my marriage. Now, sometimes there's peaks and valleys, and I'll just go into a valley. I like the valley sometimes. Maybe I want the house to myself, and Lord, if I go valley enough, if I call my wife, hey man, she'll take the kids to Ohio, right? Remember this little exchange? Did you make a rejoin off this?
I guess we'll have to find out.
All right, so maybe it's coming if you didn't hear yesterday. And the thing about me doing the show is, like me, don't like me, hope you do like me, but whatever. This is actually who I am, and I don't say anything I don't mean. That means I pull from real life. Like when I tell you that Pretty Daddy insists on praise after segments, it's because he does. It's because you do. It's very obnoxious, but I love you and you're great. So yesterday I went to pick my wife up at work, and there's two sides I can pick her up from. And it's a shell game. It doesn't matter what side I go to, she wants to be picked up at the other side. Am I saying that she looks out the window and sees where I am and then goes to the other side? I'm not saying that, Tom. I'm just saying it's every time. The math on that is kind of weird. Okay, so I park, I text her I'm here, and then I'm at the other side. And I write, can you just walk over here, please, for once, or something. And she writes back, why, do you want to live in that valley? So apparently she heard the show.
Well done by Lori.
Be careful what you say on the show. Or don't be careful, but because your in-laws listen to the show.
Yes, but I never know when.
Do they ever bring it up? Do they like me?
No, but like they won't.
No, they don't like me?
No.
Oh, okay, well, you know what? Give me their names on right now. No, I was kidding.
They'll hold on to it that they listen to the show. They won't say, like, every time they see me, they won't say, hey, like, really enjoyed that segment. That was really funny. Like, they just hold on to it.
Is your mother-in-law or your father-in-law, are they funny enough and sort of willing to just maybe someday at dinner, Thanksgiving, just say, hey, Pretty Daddy, can you pass the potatoes?
That is my mother-in-law to a T.
Has she ever dropped a Pretty Daddy?
Not yet.
Mrs. D-Cell's mom, please drop a Pretty Daddy. All right, let me get into this. We have talked a lot about this Shohei Ohtani story. Because we know what we're doing, and it's a big deal. I know I talked to you about it yesterday. There's some more news that came out. Now the Dodgers didn't play yesterday. There's no more Ohtani. Ohtani did not come out and talk through another interpreter. But here's what struck me yesterday about Shohei Ohtani, and about this story, and it does cross over, I guess, into our political life, and maybe just into the way that we think. There is a tendency in America to not want to believe things, to want to believe in conspiracies. And far be it from me to be angry at people who are incredulous about things. I actually do think that there are probably aliens out there. I'm not just kidding around. I don't think that there's Bigfoot, but as I told you, I've worked with a guy who does. And I like to mess around and pretend that we're in a simulation, in large part because it freaks out Tom, and it doesn't really, I can't control that. But I understand the need to be incredulous, and as a longtime journalist or former journalist, depending on your perspective, journalist over in the other gig, being incredulous is part of the deal. But it can be a cancer. And so what I would implore of people, because most of you are not going to read the actual documents behind the charges being directed at Shohei Ohtani's former translator, Ipe is not going to probably garner enough time that you're going to read all this stuff. But if you do, it will lead common sense individuals, reasonable people, to the conclusion I would implore you to have, which is Shohei Ohtani didn't do it. No need for a conspiracy theory on this one. No need to hold on to the, well, it could be a cover-up. And I was with you there. When this news first broke, that this interpreter, who was also the best friend of the most important baseball player in at least a generation, had supposedly stolen millions of dollars from his buddy and gambled with an illegal bookmaker, allegedly, the notion that it wasn't a cover-up and that you just dismiss it and believe Ipe and believe Shohei was silly for a lot of reasons we've talked about. But we now have documentation. I'm going to play you in a second a condensed version of the U.S. attorney who gave a press conference. I'll give you some new details that have come out since yesterday morning. But here's the real reality. Here's the real conclusion. And it's good news. That's why I said it's a good news Friday. Let's embrace this. If you listen to the show enough, you know I'm not going to pretend to like someone or have something be a certain way because it's more comfortable. That isn't how we do it here on this show. Some places do. That's fine. Some places do. We're just going to give it to you straight. Not always going to be right, but I'm always going to give it to you straight. And here's the straight deal. Shohei Ohtani didn't do it. And thank God, and what a relief. And for me, what an upset. I didn't think that's the way it was going to go. I can say this now because you got to hedge. You got to be careful with disparaging people and being fair to people. I didn't believe Shohei Ohtani when this story began. I wanted to. I knew it was, 60-40, only 40 to the bad. Because Shohei Ohtani gambling illegally, even not on baseball. Shohei Ohtani losing millions of dollars. It is the end of Shohei Ohtani's ability to take baseball, put it on his back, especially now that he's with the Dodgers, and lift it to another level. And that's all that I want. All I want is greatness. And again, I want some joy in my sports. We're going to hit Tiger in a little bit. One under through a shortened round. I don't think Tiger's going to win another green jacket this weekend, but you know what? The idea that he can is still alive. And not technically alive. It's alive. He's playing well. That's amazing. That is cool. We're going to talk, as I told you, about Tom Brady. Maybe he'll come back. He's probably not going to come back, but that might not end happily for him. But it would be a thing to behold, wouldn't it? 72 Tom Brady waddling out there for a couple weeks. I want my stars to shine as brightly as possible. Hell, if you've been listening for years, you know on a personal level, Chris Paul and I do not like each other. We don't like each other. And I really thought I wouldn't be able to enjoy the Warriors. I like the Warriors. I'm not a fan per se, but I like greatness and I like good dudes. And Steph's a good dude and Clay's a good dude and Draymond's a good player. I like the Warriors. And last night, this is a random game, but they beat a Trailblazers team they needed to beat without Clay and Dre to kind of maybe climb up, whatever. It matters in the weeds over in the NBA. And I really enjoyed them winning, even though Chris Paul was out there. I have a buddy who hates Paul, who works in the NBA and is a Warriors guy. And he's like, I just pretend he's not on the team. And I tried it. It worked. Every time Chris shot, I just pretended it was the guy from the insurance commercials. It was his brother. Joy matters. Good news matters. Stars being able to shine matter. And the fact that Shohei Ohtani didn't do it is incredible. What's also incredible is some of the details. And Ipe may go to prison, by the way. The idea of a cover-up, where if you're going to spend up to 30 years in prison, which is what these charges that are alleged could bring, the former interpreter to Shohei Ohtani, that's not something you're just going to be like, I'll do it for you, pal. He's going to appear, Ipe, we expect in court today. I'll give you some of this. It's mind-boggling. It's worth looking up. It's mind-boggling. Average 25 bets per day, ranging from $10 to $160,000 per bet from December 21 to January 24. That's about 19,000 bets. Now, average bet is around $13,000. Here is, before I give you the amount that was gambled, let me give you something that's astounding. Because the thing that I couldn't get my mind around, and we talked about, is how do you steal from Shohei and he doesn't know? How do you take millions out of his bank account and he doesn't know? And I do understand, because I cover some of these guys who are super rich. Hell, I'm friends with some super rich people, and it's obnoxious how they don't know how much money they have at any given moment, but good for them. How do you take out, in this case, you're talking $16 million, but he actually was down $40 million. How do you take that kind of money over a few years? Well, the answer is, according to the allegations, you help him set up his own bank account, which means you have access to the passwords, and then you create a world, according to the charges here and the documentation, that Shohei Ohtani didn't allow anyone else to have access to this information. And then you have, and I'm going to say incompetency around Shohei outside of his interpreter, in that according to the authorities, no one else in his world spoke Japanese. Not at his agency, not his attorneys, that this interpreter was the bridge to all parts of his life. And in the allegations, and it's worth looking up, it is alleged, and they claim to have this on tape, that Ipe would call the bank and pretend to be Shohei. And just think, if you're the bank person, right? You don't, if it's a bank and you're speaking in Japanese, right? That guy probably isn't going to speak English and try to be like, are you sure that you're not Ipe? Give me your English translator voice. And if it's an American bank, they're not going to speak Japanese. So it would have been a Japanese bank. It's astounding to me the lengths this guy went to. And it is astounding to me that we have gotten so quickly from federal authorities what really feels like, according to them, right, real hard evidence and proof that Shohei Ohtani didn't do it. This is great news. Embrace it. Stop with the, well, maybe it's still a cover-up. I don't believe it. Stop. I've seen it from some legitimate people. How could he have done? The federal authorities walk you through how, media critic guy that should know better. You can actually read the documents, and if you can't find them, Jeff Passan did a great job sort of going through them and pointing you to the original reporters, his colleagues at ESPN, random sports person that I know is like, I still don't believe it. Okay, man, do you believe your eyes and your ability to read and comprehend information? Because that would help you. How about this? Let's make it easier for the media critic and for the sports person in my business that should know better. And by the way, understandably, and those two people do it for a living. If you're just driving around and you're like, all right, man, don't insult me, Ryder. I don't have time. I get that. That's what I'm here for. I got you. Shohei didn't do it. So let me give you a small clip. This is from Martin Estrada. He's a U.S. attorney. There's a lot more documentation to this. He's not making all this stuff up. You can go and you can read the actual allegations and the evidence and text messages if you want to confirm. I'm telling you, I've done it. What is clearly backed up in this statement. But here's the U.S. attorney, Mr. Estrada, talking about how Ipe was able to go about masking the fact he was stealing all this money from his buddy.
In 2018, shortly after Mr. Ohtani arrived from Japan, Mr. Mitsuhara helped Mr. Ohtani set up a bank account. That was a bank account that was used to deposit Mr. Ohtani's salary payments from professional baseball. Mr. Mitsuhara had access to that bank account, and he refused to give access to Mr. Ohtani's other professional advisors, including his agent, his accountant, and his financial advisor. And he told them that Mr. Ohtani wanted to keep that account private.
One more last thought. You should need this contextualization to believe Shohei Ohtani, but I get how the world works, and we get lied to all the time. It's hard to know what's true. Again, you can go read more of these documents. But let me give you some facts and a reminder of what it is for people who are serious gambling addicts. This dude, Ipe, allegedly, remember, they got in the documents, they found the transactions, they found recorded calls with the bank where Ipe was pretending to be, allegedly, Shohei Ohtani. They've got it all. And according to the allegations, Ipe won $142 million, which at first, you're like, yay, you did it. No. Because he lost $182 million, which, not really good at math, but that's many, 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 more than $300 million in just wagers. Think about that. You're talking a severe, to say the least, gambling problem. 25 bets per day. I mean, what are you even betting on? You're going to bet on what your next bet is because you don't have there's nothing else on the board at that moment? It's unbelievable. That's for total losses, by the way, if you want me to do the math for you. $40 million, of which 16 he's alleged to have stolen from his buddy. And in this, there's a crazy couple exchanges in the documentation where, because they have text messages, where Ipe is texting with the alleged bookie, and one where the bookie says, hey, basically hasn't gotten the money that he wants. So he goes and he tracks down Shohei Ohtani, and he sees him on the street with a dog, and he texts Ipe, I'm just going to go talk to him. And the authorities point out this is when, or maybe I've passed and pointed out, a reporter, this is when Shohei had just bought a dog right before he decided to go to the Dodgers. There's another one where where they have an exchange, Ipe and the alleged bookmaker, where it says, have you seen the news? Yes, I know it's Shohei. No, but I get that you have to pretend that you was the fall guy. And Ipe writes back allegedly, or in this documentation, no, man, I actually kind of did it. He did it, allegedly, according to the authorities. Shohei is innocent. And Ipe is, today in court, we think this is what's going to happen. He's been reportedly negotiating a guilty plea. He could spend a lot of time in prison. I told this story the other day. I'm going to tell it again. A mentor, that's not true. A hero of mine who had a severe gambling problem when I was a reporter at the Des Moines Register. He was a hero of mine. He's part of the reason I did what I did for a long time. Once came and asked me for a lot of money, especially for like a 24-year-old kid. I had a severe gambling problem. Gave him the money. Told him I'll never give you money again. Paid me back 6 months later. It was like $2,000, which is a lot of money, but especially a lot when I was 23 years old. Paid me back one day. The money was under my keyboard. It was so weird. Then he came back to me again 4 months later. And I said, I told you last time. And I'm a 23-year-old kid talking to like the person that is my hero in the journalism business at the time. And I said, I'm not going to give you more money. He said, please, please. I said, I told you once that I would help you. I told you I would never help you again. No. And it was hard. And the strange thing about that is we became good friends. And then I heard about his gambling problem. Ken Fusen is his name. And then he was able to get okay. He was able to get past that. And he has since passed on, but we became good, very good friends. Great human being. I love the guy. Had a gambling problem. And I think, I don't know Ipe from Adam, but I think about Ipe and I think about people with gambling problems will do anything. And Ken used to talk about his desperation. It destroyed his marriage and it just destroyed his life. If you're a gambling addict and you have access, and you're a criminal if you've done the things that are alleged to have been done here, but if you have access to an account of a multimillionaire athlete who doesn't even look at it, and you have him bridged off so he can't speak the language to anyone else on earth but you. It does, the absurdity of the amount of money we're talking about, if you're incredulous about it, the absurdity of the money stolen, this looks, and you read the documentation, like classic gambling addict behavior. You're chasing, you're trying to get the money back so your buddy doesn't find out, and or you don't go to prison, your mark doesn't find out, you're also a gambling addict, so you get a rush from it. This is great news. Shohei Ohtani didn't do it. And this story will go on, but not for him in the way that we were worried about. He gets to be a baseball player. He gets to play for the Dodgers. He gets to smack a billion home runs. Hopefully next year he's back because he had Tommy John surgery last year, and he's pitching, and he's this incredibly rare unicorn. He's a unicorn and a dragon combined. It's amazing. And that is great news for baseball, and we're going to celebrate it, even though I just went for a really long time. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Happy Friday. Let's go. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to be so nice to Tom. I'm always nice to Tom, but Tom thinks I'm not. Tom's the best executive producer. We're going to say hi to him. We're going to celebrate some Tiger. We're going to congratulate some random, he's good guy that got the job at Kentucky. And I am going to shout out someone unexpected who deserves some praise, coming off the news that we discussed yesterday of the passing of O.J. Simpson. We got a lot coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Aaron Rodgers gets lost a lot. And they can't find him sometimes. And what they'll do is they'll find a microphone, see, and they'll turn it on. And then he comes running. If you lose Aaron Rodgers in a crowd and you get a microphone and you turn it on, it's a magnet. It's crazy. If Aaron Rodgers, God help him, fell down a hole and couldn't get out and they didn't have rope, but he had a microphone, he would just portal up to it. It's an amazing connection he has to any way to speak and hear the sound of his own voice.
On CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa, okay, welcome back into the show. Re-listening to that, let me just clarify. Yes, correct. I co-signed my own initial signature. I John Hancock next to my first John Hancock on that. 855-212-4CBS. All right, so a little bit of the optimism's wearing off. It's the real world. All right, Tiger has finished his initial round, 2 over on that round, 1 over overall. Come on, Tiger! As my brother once screamed when he wasn't supposed to at the John Deere Classic, Tiger! You're the man, Tiger! Let's go! Like, I know Tiger's not going to win, probably. See, that's the beauty about sports and Tiger Woods, these kind of athletes. I have to throw in the probably. Nobody says Jack's probably not going to win when he does the honorary tee-off, and Tiger kind of looks the same age these days. In fairness, we've seen some older dudes come close over the years. More at the British Open, though, because of the style of how they play. Golf nerds. The Open Championship. People get real mad. You call the British. It is, though. It's the Open Championship. All right, so Tiger, I just want the guy to make the cut. It would be beautiful if that could happen. Also, congratulations to Mark Pope. This is really interesting. So he's now the head coach of Kentucky. I don't know how. It's interesting to me. So Mark Pope, BYU coach, was a former Kentucky player, national champion from that 96 team. Great opportunity. And you don't have to win the press conference to win the hire. Often the opposite is true. Scott Drew didn't win the press conference back in the day. He just turned down Kentucky. And it looks like a lot of people turned down Kentucky. Our guy Matt Norlander on Twitter, Matt Norlander, CBS Sports, not National College Basketball Insider, has been crushing this story. Breaking news all over it. And he reports that Kentucky did not make a real run at Billy Donovan because Billy Donovan is, as I told you yesterday, not from reporting, just knowing the game. Matt actually has sources in the college basketball world and reported this. Kentucky didn't want to wait on Billy Donovan. Didn't want to wait. And what the Bulls were going to do. Maybe reach out a little bit, but never had serious conversations. The thing about the Kentucky job is I'm just not sure how good that job is anymore. Because this is Mark Pope's choice number 2 or 5 or 12 on the list. It's kind of hard to tell. But a lot of people said, no, thank you. A lot. And it saves Kentucky a ton of money that Cal left. And they probably eventually would have had to have fired him if his past results continued and owed him. This year would have been $33 million, and the years ahead would have gone down a little bit, but he had a long contract left. But the point is, this job didn't attract the level of attention you might think that it would. The idea of blue blood jobs attracting the next princeling or king of college basketball coaching might be going away. I mean, you have to go way back. UNC and Duke had more or less people in place. When Kansas opened, when Roy Williams went to UNC a long time ago, Kansas went and got a star coach at Illinois, Bill Self. And there's other examples since then, but these jobs used to, like my microphone magnet for Aaron Rodgers, were a talent magnet. Once the job opened, that was the goal. It doesn't feel that way. It's also interesting, and it won't matter to Mark Pope, I suppose, but what would it be like to just know your choice number 5, right? If you're single and the woman of your dreams is available, I guess the answer is yes, and she is willing to marry you, but only after 5 other people like left her at the altar are just like, I'm not interested. Is it going to take some of the I think it might. Maybe not. I'm married, so let me tell you this. It would be fine the first 6 months. It would be great. I just don't know about year 2 or 6 or 12. It might kind of linger back there a little bit. I mean, Tom, you were my first 12th choice. I mean, for this job.
12? I think that's being generous.
Yeah. I actually asked if AI was ready. They said, no, you were choice 1. And this is the nature of the business. And the other reality is when you're the 3rd or 4th choice or whatever Mark Pope turned out to be, it's also true that maybe you feel pretty fortunate you got the job. And there's a real chance he's going to prove a lot of people wrong. I'm not even sure there's doubt over him. I just think there's skepticism, and it's not shiny. It's not sexy. Kentucky did not win the press conference, which, by the way, bodes really well if you have an AD who knows what they're doing. Good morning, by the way. I already said good morning to you.
You can say good morning twice. It's Friday.
Good morning. So we talked about O.J. Simpson yesterday, and the minute the news came out, I said what I'm going to say now. And if you're offended by this, be offended by it. But O.J. Simpson, any reasonable person who reads the information that was in front of you, followed by his behavior, would easily conclude that he murdered his wife and that poor gentleman who happened to be there. And I'll tell you a story about that in a second. L.A. is such a weird place. But I'm not going to celebrate O.J. Simpson. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen on this show. I don't care how good he was at sports. It is a reminder that people are not necessarily the things they do in their job, even though those things are amazing. Do you know who I do want to celebrate today? And he was everywhere on Twitter, and I love it. And this is divisive. I don't care. If you're on the other side of this divisive issue, you're wrong. Norm MacDonald, the late, great Norm MacDonald, the comedian, who made a career of just pillorying O.J. Simpson. There's an 11-minute clip on social media that's out there. It's easy to find. You can find it. You open that stupid X app, and it's everywhere in the algorithm. Where it's just 11 minutes of him going at O.J. Simpson. That's the person I want to remember, who had the guts and the courage to say the things when O.J. Simpson was alive that now a lot of people are going to say now that he's passed away. I have a friend who I play tennis with who probably wouldn't love this story on the radio, but here's the thing. Too bad. Who was very good friends with O.J. Simpson, was one of his best friends. And throughout the entire trial, the way that he tells it, L.A. is such a weird place, Tom. It is. By the way, when I first moved here and people told me this story, these stories, I didn't believe. Okay, yeah, but cool, you're friends with O.J. And then you would learn, as I have with this guy, although I've been here long enough to know people, it's true. It's true. It's a weird place. My buddy was dear friends with O.J. and with Nicole. Used to stay at the place where Cato stayed. Used to party with O.J. Dear friends. And he believed O.J. through every step of that trial. Believes that he was innocent, believes that he didn't do it. He's told this story. It's really interesting to hear. I'll tell you the shorter version, of course, because I can't spend 20 minutes doing it, and it requires a drink. But he went to O.J.'s celebration after O.J. was acquitted. After the glove that did not fit and all those things led to O.J.'s freedom, my friend went to the celebration party. He was one of O.J.'s best friends, and he won't tell me what happened, and I haven't pressed, but he said something happened where it hit him like a thunderbolt. Because he wasn't just friends with O.J. Simpson. He was friends with Nicole. It hit him in his own mind. Oh, my God, this guy did it. You know, after, and think of, you're friends with the guy. You're mourning the loss of your other friend, his wife. You feel like this guy's been falsely accused. So you've, from my buddy's perspective, you've lost one of your friends. One of your friends, dear friends. And your best friend is being accused, in your mind, wrongly, of having murdered her. And he loved this guy and knew him for years and was close with him. And whatever happened at this, you know, goodbye party, this or this celebration party, this freedom party, he pulled him aside and was like, "I know you did it, and we're done," and never spoke to him again. Not that I needed to hear that story to think what I think about O.J. Simpson, but it just reinforced for me the way in which people can delude themselves for the right reasons over the wrong people, and that's who that guy was, O.J. Simpson. So, no, I don't care. I don't care what he did on the football field. I'm not going to pretend that he's a great guy. There are saints and there are evil people and everything in between in every walk of life. And what you do and what I do and everything, including sports. And just because you're great at something, especially something as important, air quotes, and high profile, and certainly connected to what we do as sports, if you're the person that it turned out O.J. Simpson was, you do not get a bunch of flowers upon your death on a show like this one. And I hope not the others do. All right, let's move on. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. There's plenty of all-time greats who are good dudes. Now, I like Tom Brady. I really came around on Tom Brady. If you had told me, when was the Deflategate, Tom? 2014? 10 years ago?
That sounds right.
If you had told me, all right, Bill, in 10 years, you are going to... Well, first of all, if you told me I'd be talking to people that had been friends with O.J. Simpson, I would sit you down and talk to you about drinking in moderation. But if you had told me that 10 years ago that future Bill Ryder would love Tom Brady and largely abhor Aaron Rodgers, I would be, are we in a simulation? Isn't what happened? Is something gone? What, it is an impossibility, but I do. And so I am rooting for the absurdity of what Tom Brady said on a podcast to come true, even though it is dumb and feels physically impossible and a bad idea. And we're going to get into that and let you hear what it is after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Andrew Bogish.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
That reminds me that I do use the expression dude and man a lot. It's a habit from knowing no one's name over the years. My kid will come out of the bathroom like, "What's up, little guy?"
On CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Wow. Welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. I know, I'm aware, there's a bunch of NBA stuff going on. Look, I know that you guard, buy, or sell, a segment that I came up with on a different radio show 10 years ago, and no one else has ever come up with that segment. I mean, that is like, buy or sell. But I know you take a lot of jealous ownership of it these days, and I love that, Pretty Daddy. How much NBA is in there?
3 out of the 7 questions are hoopier than thou.
Okay. How much focus do you have in there? I don't want to cannibalize what you're about. In large part because I don't need these weird yelling voicemails anymore. I got other stuff going on when the radio show ends. How much is about the Western Conference play-in picture?
Go for it. Knock yourself out. Not overwhelming in buy or sell.
So last night, a couple big games, the Kings lost a big one to, I can't even keep track of this stuff, the Pelicans, I think, I'm doing it off the top of my head, and this one's true because I actually watched this one rather than try to follow it. The Warriors actually kind of struggled against Portland but pulled away at the end because this guy called Steph Curry. There's a world where I think it's actually going to happen where the Warriors can actually get out of that 9-10 play-in and have a chance at the 7 seed, because with the Denver Nuggets having beaten the Timberwolves 2 days ago, locked up the 1 seed, whoever comes out of the second play-in reality, which means you're the 8 seed, you play probably the Denver Nuggets, your season's over. But I will tell you this, the Warriors got to win out, which means they got to beat the Pelicans. I think that game is tonight, actually. And then they've got the Jazz or somebody easy after that. And if they can have the Kings lose one of their two games, which really means the Kings have to lose to the Suns because their last game is against Portland. So if the Kings lose to the Suns tonight or tomorrow and the Warriors win their next two games, and only one of them is tough, the Kings fall into that 9-10, and all of a sudden the Warriors can be the 7 seed. And then they're playing a team like the Timberwolves, who I think they might beat. And they're playing a team like the Thunder, probably not the Thunder, but maybe a team I think they can beat. And I'm just telling you, Golden State's playing really, really well. And yes, I'm aware of it. I know what's going on. We've just got a couple other things happening. Tom, this is our first week back from vacation. How does it hit you? It's always hard. I'll tell you this. It's always my body's not even accustomed to the hours and the, right? You spend all this time calibrating yourself for whatever work job you do. And you and I get up early and, you know, whatever, it's the job. It takes me like 3 weeks to get back into the swing of things physically.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's felt like a 10-day week.
A 10-day week?
Yeah.
My buddy showed up yesterday. I had 1.5 hours time off yesterday. So I played tennis with my buddy Dom. And I beat the living snot out of him in the first set. Just humiliated him. Hi, Dom. And then in the second set, he got up pretty big. And my wife showed up. And then he got to be a little bigger, 4-1. And I said to him, "Tell me if you think this is okay." I said, and I was serious. I'm like, "Don't do this to me in front of my woman, bro." Party foul or okay?
No, party foul.
Yeah, a bit of a mind game. Worked. I won the next 2 or 3 games.
Yeah, that's why it's a party foul.
Yeah. Let's go.
Did you go underhand serve?
Did I go? No. So the problem is the underhand serve I only hit when people stand behind the baseline, when they stand back on me, which a lot of people do. But these hand-eye coordination guys, this guy's an athlete. He stands with his foot on the line or in a little bit. Even if I hit the ball hard, he can get to it. He does. So that means that I can't underhand serve because he can get to those shots and put me in a tough spot. Tennis Tactics brought to you by, sponsored by, who cares? Nobody.com. All right. I like Tom Brady. I don't know when. You ever had somebody that you just hated and then you woke up one day and you really like that person, but you don't have a stepbrothers, do we just become best friends moment? And why are you looking at me intently and shaking your head? What is that about?
I purposely didn't make eye contact.
What is going on? I can't pinpoint when that moment happened for me and Tom Brady. Now, maybe Tom can, if he knew who I was, which he doesn't. Maybe Tom knows. Maybe it's when he started to fall out in New England and I saw him as a human being. Maybe it was when he left the Patriots. Not just the winning. He just became a more likable guy. I think what solidified it, and I've never really thought about this before, is when he threw, wasn't the Super Bowl trophy? Didn't he throw the Lombardi trophy across the water in the boat? I was like, that's my guy.
He had a few drinks.
That's my guy. I like Brady. And I don't know how old he is, but I think he's 83. I didn't look it up. Is he 83, Tom? Is that a correct age?
He turns 47 in August.
Okay. So he and I are the exact same age. Well, he's about 6 months older than me. Very similar. Similar body types and sort of general looks and, you know, athletic ability. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Never put that together, but you say Tom Brady, you say Bill Ryder. It's sort of an interchangeable, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Great. I'm glad we got there. I like the guy. Normally somebody chasing their glory years and not letting it go and maybe coming back again too soon would make me sad. I called the Ricky Henderson. I loved Ricky Henderson as a kid. I think that Shohei Ohtani is the first athlete since Ricky Henderson to play the same game we've all loved and to make it look like he's doing something different. But Henderson couldn't let it go playing in the Mexican League or the Dominican League or the Canadian League. I don't know where he was at the end. It was hard to watch. I am leery as a result of that, and Jordan, of guys coming back too soon. But on the checks notes, because there's 3,000 podcasts, is it on the Beyond the Arc podcast over on CBS?
No, not that one.
Different one. That one's with me. On the Deep Cut podcast. So we're about to give you a deep cut here. On the Deep Cut podcast, Tom Brady, and I didn't hate it, openly flirted with the note, kind of gave a wink and a what's up, the idea of maybe a return.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I mean, A, I'm here for it. I wasn't here for it a year ago, but a part of it, I'm here for it for the spectacle, and I don't want my good friend, you know, my doppelganger, Tommy Billy Ryder Brady, to be humiliated, because there is a world where that's how that ends. Obviously, he's supposed to start with Fox Sports. I don't care, by the way. I know everyone, is he going to be on the broadcast? I don't care. He will, he won't, who cares, doesn't change the game. Half the time, I can't hear it anyway, because my kids are running around or screaming or asking me 20 questions. My son loves to ask me questions, but only when I'm intently watching a sport or a game. I'm not interested until I'm on the phone. Tom, you can attest to this. No, my kids only want to talk to me if I'm on the telephone. Only a work call. I'm talking to a buddy, they don't care. Or if I'm watching a sporting event intently. Okay. But that means I don't tend to listen to the commentary as closely as I otherwise might. The other thing that I found really interesting is the gentleman who hosts the Deep Cut podcast brings up, you know, come back, maybe he says the Niners. And Tom Brady he throws the Raiders in there because he might own part of the Raiders, right? And he throws in the Patriots. Now, on first blush, you might think, well, of course, that's a random Pavlovian response because Tom Brady played there for years. No, my friends. No. That's the first time he's ever entertained that because Bill Belichick's not there. And it is the first time that it struck me as either he hates Belichick or more likely, whatever competitive craziness makes you Tom Brady and makes you that level of athlete, he will never let go with Bill Belichick. And the notion of going back, if Gerard Mayo and company can get the Patriots near the playoffs and they need a QB or a QB goes down or whatever, can you imagine if he went back to New England 3 weeks in the regular season, led them to the playoffs, and then just somehow got, especially in the AFC, to a, conference championship game? What a punch in the nose that would be, metaphorically, legacy speaking, to the hoodie. I mean, that would be so amazing that there's a chance that Bill Belichick would no longer be allowed to wear hoodies. That's just a public shame. Nope. You're not a real man anymore. We saw what Brady did to you. Twice. We're not in buy or sell. That segment's in 30 minutes. I don't care. You just do it with buy or sell, yes or no, up or down, pretty daddy or sad daddy or whatever we're doing here. Will Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in 15 years be friends? Because sometimes, right, Shaq and Kobe got there. You and I got there. You know?
Were we not friends?
No. You would routinely big time me, which was the reverse of how that should have gone. It's true. Well, at least the you big time me part. I'm not sure about the reverse. Do you think they'll be buddies?
No, I do not.
Smoking a cigar, drinking a beer, somebody sees him at the Kentucky Derby or in Miami or Vegas.
Nope. And the only time they'll be nice to each other's faces, I think, is when there's a camera on them or a microphone in front of their face.
Oh, you think that's some phony stuff?
Yep. Yes, I do. They're both, you know what Comic-Con is? Like you said, like it's not easy to let that go.
Do you know what Comic-Con is?
I do.
Comic-Con? Okay. It's a big thing in San Diego where, like, bunch of superhero stuff happens, I think. I would go. I'm interesting. Fanatics is going to start a sports con. Did you see this? And a bunch of people are committed to it. I think Tom Brady's one of them. I think, did I see it? Tiger Man. Tons of, I believe, New York next year. Or maybe this year. Would you go to sports con?
I mean, I probably
should. Just for fun. I went to the Cubs convention once as a kid, and it's one of the single greatest moments of my life, where the Hawk. Do you know who the Hawk is?
No.
Oh, my God, Tom. Andre Dawson? Have you heard of him?
I have.
This is national sports radio, Tom.
My apologies.
I got stuck. I was looking for him to get an autograph, and I turned around. He was behind me with two or three security guards, and we just, like, he just looked at me and didn't say anything, and we just walked with him to whatever booth he was. And I just looked up at him the whole time, just worship him. And he looked down and gave me a little head nod. Cubs convention, greatest moment of my life. Didn't meet Mark Grace, though, so that was a bummer. Point is, I might be here for SportsCon. Maybe they could have a booth where Tom Brady and Bill Belichick just sit there together. I'd pay money just to watch them sit next to each other. That's fun. Let's talk to Tom Haberstroh next here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.